This is The Wealthy Bookheads, where we interview important books that can change your life. I'll ask the questions, and I'll let the book do the talking using words from its own pages. This is essentially a book interview. Your time is valuable, so let's get started. Today, I'll be interviewing The Compound Effect, Jumpstart Your Income, Your Life, Your Success, by Darren Hardy. It currently has an overall rating of 4.8 on Amazon, and 81% of the reviewers call it a 5-star book. Question number one, what's the book about? Answer, this book is about success and what it really takes to earn it. It reveals core principles, the essence of what every achiever needs to know, practice, and master to obtain extraordinary achievements. The author contends that only a half dozen fundamentals are critical to succeed at any goal. Question. Before getting into these core fundamentals, you say there's an ultimate key to success. What is it? Answer. Consistency. I'm living proof that consistency is the ultimate key to success. Yet it's one of the biggest pitfalls for people struggling to achieve. As a society, we've been deceived. We've been hypnotized on the idea of instant fixes to cure problems. We've been socialized to believe in the fairy tale endings of movies and novels. We've lost sight of the good, old-fashioned value of hard and consistent work. Question. What do you mean exactly by losing sight of old-fashioned values? Answer. As a nation, we seem to have lost appreciation for the value of strong work ethic. Our expectations of what it really takes to create lasting success, things like grit, hard work, and fortitude, they're just not alluring and thus have been mostly forgotten. We've lost respect for the struggle of our forefathers. If we want to succeed, we need to recover our grandparents' work ethic. Our grandparents didn't spend their evenings glued to the TV watching infomercials about how to have thin thighs in 30 days or a real estate kingdom in 6 months. I bet your grandparents worked 6 days a week from sunup until sundown. They knew the secret was hard work, discipline, and good habits. Question. Why do you think consistency isn't valued more? Answer. What most people don't realize is that small, seemingly insignificant steps completed consistently over time will create a radical difference. Without this awareness, people quit after the 8th day of running because they're still overweight, or they stop practicing the piano after 6 months because they haven't mastered anything other than chopsticks, or they stop making contributions to their IRA after a few years because they could use the cash and it doesn't seem to be adding up to anything anyway. Question. In terms of old school values, you write in the book that one success principle above all others transformed your life. What was that? Answer. Owning 100%. You alone are responsible for what you do, don't do, or how you respond to what's done to you. This empowering mindset revolutionized my life. No matter who was elected president, how badly the economy tanked, or what anybody said, did, or didn't do, I was still 100% in control of me. I had the power to control my destiny. Luck, circumstances, or the right situation didn't matter. Question. After you chose to be 100% accountable, what was the daily key strategy to win your goals? Answer. One of the single greatest strategies I've ever used in my personal development is tracking. This strategy helps me take control of the choices I make throughout the day, causing everything else to fall in place. For example, right this moment, pick an area of your life where you most want to be successful. Do you want more money in the bank, a trimmer waistline, the strength to compete in an Ironman event, a better relationship with your spouse or kids. Picture where you are in that area right now. Now picture where you want to be. Richer, thinner, happier, you name it. The first step is always awareness. Next, you have to become aware of the choices that lead you away from your desired destination. Become very conscious of every choice you make today so you can begin to make smarter choices moving forward. To help you become aware of your choices, I want you to track every action that relates to the area of your life you want to improve. If you've decided to get out of debt, you're going to track every penny you pull from your pocket. If you decided you want to lose weight, you're going to track everything you put into your mouth. If you decided to train for an athletic event, you're going to track every step you take, every workout you do. Simply carry around a small notebook or use a cell phone. Write it all down. Track what you do every day without fail. No excuses, no exceptions. Question. In your experience, what exactly is the top benefit of tracking all these little choices? Answer. It doesn't sound like much, I know, writing things down on little pieces of paper. But the process forces you to become conscious of your decisions. This is important for most people because the biggest challenge is that you've been sleepwalking through your choices. The magic of tracking is not the complexity of the task. The magic is the awareness of choices and then doing simple things repeatedly and long enough to ignite the miracle of the compound effect. Question. What would you say to people who resist tracking every little detail? Answer. I say that tracking is my go-to transformational model for everything that ails me. Over the years, I've tracked what I eat and drink, how much I exercise, how much time I spend improving a skill, my number of sales calls, even the improvement of my relationships with family, friends, and my spouse. Tracking is a simple exercise. It works because it brings moment-to-moment awareness to the actions you take in the areas of your life you want to improve. You'll be surprised at what you will observe about your behavior. You cannot manage or improve something until you measure it. Likewise, you can't make the most of who you are, your talents, your resources, your capabilities, until you're aware of and accountable for your actions. At any given moment, I want you to know exactly how well you're doing. If you want an idiot-proof system to win your goals, this is it. All winners are trackers. So regardless of whether you think you're aware of your habits or not, believe me, you're not. I'm asking you to start tracking. Doing so will revolutionize your life and ultimately your lifestyle. Question. It seems that tracking is mostly geared toward building good habits and ditching your bad habits. Why are habits so important to you? Answer. I've met and worked with many great achievers, CEOs and superstars, and I can tell you they all share one common trait. They all have good habits. That's not to say they don't have bad habits. They do, but not many. A daily routine built on good habits is what separates the most successful among us from everyone else. Successful people aren't necessarily more intelligent or more talented than anyone else, but their habits take them in the direction of becoming more informed, more knowledgeable, more competent, better skilled, and better prepared. With enough practice and repetition, any behavior, good or bad, becomes automatic over time. That means that even though we develop most of our habits unconsciously, we can consciously decide to change them. Since we learned every habit we have, we can also unlearn the ones that aren't serving us well. Question. You write about instant gratification being the main obstacle to taking the right actions consistently. What exactly do you mean? Answer. Immediate gratification can turn human beings into the most reactive, non-thinking animals on the planet. If you took a bite of a Big Mac and immediately fell to the ground clutching your chest from a heart attack, you might not go back for that second bite. If your next puff of a cigarette instantly mutated your face into a weathered 85-year-old, chances are you'd pass on that one too. If you failed to make the 10th call today and were immediately fired and bankrupted, suddenly, picking up the phone would be a no-brainer. And if that first forkful of cake instantly put 50 pounds on your frame, saying no thank you to the dessert would be simple and easy. The problem is, indulging in our bad habits doesn't seem to have any negative effects at all in the moment. You don't have that heart attack. Your face doesn't shrivel up. You're not standing in the unemployment line, and your thighs aren't thunderous. But that doesn't mean you haven't activated the compound effect. Question. In the book, you say that motivation requires finding your fight, and that it's not always based on social correctness. What do you mean by this exactly? Answer. People are either motivated by something they want or something they don't want. Love is a powerfully motivating force, but so too is hate. Contrary to social correctness, it can be good to hate. Hate disease, hate injustice, hate ignorance, hate complacency, and so on. Sometimes, identifying an enemy lights your fire. Some of my greatest motivation came when I had an enemy to fight. Enemies give us a reason to stand tall with courage. Some of my clients worry that their motivation, their why power, derives from less than noble goals. They feel guilty for wanting to prove to the naysayers that they were wrong, or wanting to get back at the person who said they'd never amount to anything, or wanting to beat the competition, or maybe wanting to one-up a sibling who always dominated them. But really, it doesn't matter what the motivation is, as long as it's legal and moral. You don't have to be motivated for great humanitarian reasons. What matters is that you feel fully motivated to endure toward a successful end. Question. You're a big advocate of having clear goals. Why is clarity so critical to you? Answer. Something almost magical happens when you organize and focus your creative power on a well-defined target. I've seen this time and again. The highest achievers in the world have all succeeded because they have mapped out their visions. The person who has a clear, compelling, and white-hot burning why will always defeat even the best of the best at doing the how. When you instruct your brain to look for the things you want, you'll begin to see them. When you define your goals, you'll give your brain something new to look for and to focus on. It's as if you're giving your brain a new set of eyes from which to see all the people, circumstances, conversations, resources, ideas, and creativity surrounding you. With this new perspective, your mind proceeds to match up on the outside what you want most on the inside, your goal. It's just that simple. Question. After setting this clear goal, what's the most common mistake people make? Answer. When most people set out to achieve new goals, they ask, okay, I have my new goal. Now what do I need to do to get it? It's not a bad question, but it's not the first question that needs to be addressed either. The question we should be asking ourselves is, who do I need to become? You probably know some people who seem to do all the right things but still don't produce the results they want, right? Why not? One thing my mentor, Jim Rohn, taught me is this. If you want to have more, you have to become more. Success is something you attract by the person you become. Question. And in terms of becoming, you say that habits and behaviors never lie. What does that mean? Answer. Habits and behaviors never lie. If there's a discrepancy between what you say and what you do, I'm going to believe what you do every time. If you tell me you want to be healthy, but you've got Dorito dust on your fingers, I'm believing the Doritos. If you say self-improvement is a priority, but you spend more time with your Xbox than at the library, I'm believing the Xbox. If you say you're dedicated as a professional, but you show up late and unprepared, your behavior rats you out every time. You say your family is a top priority, but if they don't appear on your busy schedule, they aren't. Not really. Make a list of your good and bad habits. That's the truth about who you are now. Question. And maybe that's a good place to wrap it up. Do you have any final advice for people who are currently stuck in their unwanted behaviors or bad habits? Answer. When it comes to breaking old habits and starting new behaviors, remember to be patient with yourself. If you spent 20, 30, or 40 years or more repeating the behaviors you're now trying to change, you've got to expect it's going to take some time and a lot of effort before you see lasting results. If you fall off the wagon, just get back on and brush yourself off. Don't beat yourself up. We all stumble. It's normal. No problem. Reinforce your commitment and your consistency, and never forget that consistency is the ultimate key to success. And finally, my favorite five quotes from the book, what I call wall hangers, are as follows. Consistency is the key to success. We must become aware of the choices that lead us away from our desires. All winners are trackers. A daily routine built on good habits is what separates the most successful among us from everyone else. The question we should be asking ourselves is, who do I need to become? And that's it for this book interview with The Compound Effect, Jumpstart Your Income, Your Life, Your Success by Darren Hardy. You've been listening to The Wealthy Bookheads, where we interview important books that can change your life. You can order this book on the links below or on our website if you'd like to support our cause. It puts a few pennies in our pockets without taking any extra pennies from yours. As always, thank you for your time.